Welcome to the Townships at 12. I'm your host, Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and I will be with you for the next hour. In the first half hour today, I will be talking with Rosemary Butler. Rosemary is heading the greenhouse and seedling sale fundraiser for Grace Village happening on May 18th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 1515 Pleasant View Street in Sherbrooke. In the second part of today's show, I will be talking with Jim Sweeney, scout leader for the 1st Lennoxville Scouts. We will start the show with a song called Tell Me When It Rains by Belle Fountain. We will hear the interview with Rosemary Butler right after the song, so please stay tuned.
Caught up in the middle of the night. Everything's easy in the broad daylight. I don't know if we're wrong or right.
Potential to make some money for some special projects for the residents.
CJMQ 88.9 FM, I'm Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and today we welcome Rosemary Butler to the Townships at 12. Now, Rosemary is a volunteer at the Grace Village, that is a senior's residence located in Huntingville. And Rosemary, I believe that you're heading the greenhouse seedling project.
Yes, this is the second year in a row. It's something we started last year, and we're trying to continue it on this year.
Oh, that's a great project. How long have you been a volunteer at Grace Village?
Truthfully, I've really only volunteered for this project, so this would be my second year.
Okay. How did you think up this project? Were you approached by the Grace Village?
I was approached by Grace Village, but I also had it in my mind some time before because I knew Grace Village had a big really nice greenhouse in behind their building. And I always felt that there was a potential for a fundraiser in this department because I have my own small greenhouse. And so it was something that was percolating in my mind. And then one of the activities people, I believe it was Christy Pyle last year, approached me about it.
Okay, I don't think many people know that there's a greenhouse attached to the Grace Village. That's really interesting and a great opportunity too. So how did you start with the project, Rosemary?
Well, I just thought that in the springtime, this greenhouse has a lot of space. And in the springtime, annual plants that people are always looking to buy, be it flowers, herbs, or vegetables, grow very well in a greenhouse setting. It's a short-term project, so you can do it and be done with it in about 3 months, a little bit more start to finish, but the most intense work is about 2 months. And I just thought there was a lot of potential to make some money for some special projects for the residents, and went from there.
Okay. Do you work with the residents? Are they involved in the actual project?
With some of the tasks associated, they are. So we had them help transplant the geranium seedlings. We've had them plant some other seeds. I don't remember which. I was actually gone for 2 weeks. We've had them painting some boxes for some herb collections. And there's been a couple of other things that the activities have had been involved with.
Now, the activity, the greenhouse seedling sale, that is coming up, I believe, this coming Saturday on May 18th?
Yes, 9 to 3.
9 to 3, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Okay, and it's the Grace Village is located at 1550 Pleasant View Street in the borough of Lennoxville, or how would you describe that?
Well, it is the borough of Lennoxville, but actually it's more locally known as Huntingville.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So it's a small village on the rip on that side of Lennoxville. Winder Street is near the Champlain Residences, and follow Winder Street up to Pleasant View, Campbell Avenue, and then you will be right there.
Okay. Now, what types of seedlings can we expect at the sale?
Well, first, in the direction of vegetables, we will have a few varieties of tomatoes. We have a few varieties of peppers. We have some eggplant. We have cucumbers, zucchini, pumpkin, and some squash. I may have missed something there. We have about 5 different types of herbs. So we have basil, dill, oregano, parsley, and thyme, and cilantro. So maybe 6 varieties. And in the flowers, we have a lot of geraniums. They are pink, red, and white. And we have marigolds and zinnias. The marigolds are a shorter type of marigold, which are a very nice variety. And we have the zinnias, which are tall, with both the big and the small flower. We have a few sunflowers. We'll have some cosmos and nasturtiums. I may be missing something. I'm just gapping for the moment.
Oh, that sounds like a huge variety. What types of things would be good for people who have deer around their place?
Best at first. I'm not sure what to say. Deer will eat almost anything. You really have to protect them from the deer. The deer will eat almost anything. There are a few various ways of protecting them from the deer. Some people will hang cut up bounce sheets and hung them around. Some people will shave Irish Spring soap and sprinkle that around. And there's a degree of success with all those things, but it's a little bit hit and miss unless you have a really good fence.
Okay, so I guess you have to have a fence or live right in town or, you know, have a balcony garden, which is all possible too.
Yes. Now, most of the flowers need pretty much full sun. Mm-hmm. There is also alyssum, which also is a little bit less demanding and a really nice little flower to put in flower boxes on the edges of your walk. So that's another really nice little flower that doesn't take so much space. The marigolds don't take so much space. And most of the plants, really, except for sunflower, cosmos, and zinnias, can be grown in containers.
Do you think it's too early to put the plants out, or should people buy them and keep them in their houses at night a bit until the danger of frost passes?
Well, that's the perennial question every single year I get asked. So first, the first easy answer would be that most of these seedlings are still small enough that if you want to hang on to them another couple of weeks, it won't do them any harm. So you could. As far as putting them out now, you probably will be fine too, but I'm not going to promise that on anybody. There's an old wives' tale that says you're not safe until after the first full moon in June. And I've seen many close calls and many frosts around that time. Having said that, everybody seems to think we're not going to have any more frost, so it's pretty iffy to know for sure.
Okay, it's hard to know. Did you do this project all on your own, or did you have help from other volunteers?
I could not possibly have done it on my own, so I've had some wonderful help. Directly helping me with the seedling has been Valerie Fortat, and also a very good friend, Eva McComb-Steinis, has been helping me. The activities people being Daniel Robertson, Sabrina, Courtney, Cody, they've all been helping me, plus the residents when they were helping to transplant and whatnot. And if I've missed somebody, I'm really sorry.
Okay, I would imagine some of the residents that are interested and can do this type, really, it really helps them physically and mentally.
I hope so. I hope so. It was quite funny when we were doing some of the geraniums. And last year it came up that they wanted to take them to their room, and we were kind of like, oh, okay, sure. So anyway, one lady ended up taking four to her room, so I was quite tickled about that. So I don't know what they're like right now, but she's got four. Hopefully she has four geraniums in her room.
They do well as houseplants too, and
they're pretty hardy
too, which is great.
Yeah.
Do you know what projects the money will be used from the fundraiser?
Well, the original idea was that we were going to have some outside garden beds made. Now, in the courtyard, there are some beautiful landscape gardens, but they are looked after by a caretaker, and there's not a lot of the resident involvement with them. So the idea was to take this, to put some elevated garden beds outside the building that some residents and their families could claim as their own, or even possibly some staff to raise either some vegetables or just grow some flowers in them. So this is the original plan, and I'm hoping it will come to fruition.
It sounds like a great project. Anything else you'd like to add, Rosemary?
I can't think anything. Just come one, come all. It's from 9 to 3, and we'd love to see you if you just want to drop by and just visit with us.
Okay, and that is on Saturday, May 18th. It's
yes.
One day only, I guess?
Yes.
And Grace Village, located at 1515 Pleasant View, well, in the borough of Lenoxville, I guess, but technically, I guess, it's also referred to as the Huntingville.
Yeah.
Well, we thank you very much, Rosemary Butler, for heading the greenhouse and seedling sale for Grace Village. Thanks very much, and all the best on the sale.
Thanks very much for calling.
And next up, we have some community event announcements for you. Grace Village Seedling Sale Fundraiser, located at 1515 Pleasant View Street in Sherbrooke. This happens on Saturday, May 18th, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Seedlings available include dill, parsley, thyme, basil, cilantro, oregano, zinnias, sunflowers, marigolds, geraniums, alyssum, nasturtiums, and cosmos, peppers, tomatoes, cucumbers, zucchini, baby pumpkins, green beans, yellow beans, and eggplant. This is an opportunity to support Grace Village, their community garden project, while also getting your hands on some great seedlings to take home. The first Lenoxville Scouts will be holding their annual bottle drive on Saturday, May 25th, 2024, from 9 a.m. to noon in the parking lot of the Maxi Grocery Store in Lenoxville, located at 169 Queen Street in Lenoxville. If you cannot make it in person and would like your bottles or cans picked up, please email First Lenoxville Scout Group at gmail.com or call Jim 819-571-4045 and leave a message. The Performing Arts Concentration once again invites you to join them for an evening of theater, dance, music, and laughter in the Galt Auditorium on Friday, May 24th at 7 p.m. for their spring showcase. This year's event takes place in conjunction with the first Galt Creative Awards, as well as the annual Visual Arts Concentration Art Exhibit, displayed from 6 to 8 p.m. So that's Galt Auditorium on Friday, May 24th at 7 p.m. Coming up on June 1st, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., the official opening of the Lenoxville Public Market. They invite you to come and celebrate the abundance and opening of the 2024 season. On the menu, entertainment, music, and festive activities for the whole family, and the traditional sale of plants and vegetable seeds. The Lenoxville and District Women's Center AGM Annual General Meeting High Tea Party coming up on June 20th at 6:15 p.m. There will be a plant sale on Sunday, May 19th from 9 a.m. to 12 noon in the parking lot of the Marché Tradition in Ayers Cliff, sponsored by the Stansted Horticultural Society. AGRHS Visual Arts Concentration Cycle 2 Art Exhibition from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. on May 24th in the Galt Central Lobby. Documentary at Hope Community Church. Hope Community Church in Sherbrooke is inviting everyone to join them on May 17th to watch One Morning at Dawn, a gripping hour-long documentary on the vital work being done by Canadians in war-torn Ukraine. One Morning at Dawn features footage and stories captured during Samaritan's Purse's humanitarian response to war, which is now in its second year. Doors will open at 6:30 p.m. for seating, with the documentary starting at 7 p.m. Afterwards, a panel discussion will take place with members of Samaritan's Purse Disaster Assistance Response Team who have served in Ukraine and Europe, assisting Ukrainian refugees. The date is Friday, May 17th at 7 p.m. at Hope Community Church, located at 102 Queen Street in Sherbrooke in the borough of Lenoxville. Contact HCC Office 819-822-2627 or email info@hcclenoxville.ca. Uplands Cultural and Heritage Center, located at 9 Speed Street in the borough of Lenoxville, will be presenting the art by the Lenoxville Art Group, LAG. This exhibit will continue until May 26, 2024. There will be a friperie boutique to profit the Maison Aube Lumière, April 26 to May 25th. A large selection of women's clothing, jewelry, bags, shoes at bargain prices. All sales will be 100% donated to La Maison Aube Lumière, Wednesday to Thursday and Saturday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., and on Friday, 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. This happens at the Place de Congrès near the Delta Hotel, Local 132, located at 2655 King West in Sherbrooke. Join Literacy in Action's new Smart Science series, Engineering Squad, available now in Barrie, a family activity in Barrie, Saturdays 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. from May 4th to June 8th. Sign up with Angie at lia-estrie.org or call 819-346-7009. Limited spots are available. An antique farm machinery show coming up on June 15th and 16th at 128-143 Richmond, Quebec at the Richmond Fairgrounds, Saturday 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Admission is $20 for those 16 years and up, $5 for 10 to 15 years and free under 10 years. 10:30 a.m. Inscription for antique tractor pulls. The pulls start at 11 a.m. 1800 pork and beef supper with all the trimmings. Tickets are sold in advance. Sunday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Admission is $15 for those 16 years and up, $5 for children 10 to 15 years and free under 10 years old. 11 a.m. tractor parade, 1300 tractor games. Also for the 2 days, there is a public market, a flea market, canteen on the grounds, and a petting zoo. If you belong to a nonprofit organization and you would like your event announced, it's free. Please give me an email, cjmqnews@yahoo.ca or cjmqnews@gmail.com. And also, if you would like to have an interview, if you're in the nonprofit group, please give me an email again, cjmqnews@yahoo.ca or cjmqnews@gmail.com. I'd like to thank my guest, Rosemary Butler, for her interview in the first half hour today. We will hear a word from a couple of our sponsors and the news with Derek Bullard, and then we will be right back for the second part of today's show, The Townships at 12, and I will be interviewing Jim Sweeney, Scout Leader for the 1st Lenoxville Scouts, in the second part of my show. We will finish the first half hour of the show today with a song called When You Know Someone by Valley, so please stay tuned.
sick of trying too little and trying too hard. Expecting me to find you when you left me in the dark. From strangers to friends, to strangers again. I knew from the start this is how it would end.